Whether it's Bitcoin, Ripple, Ethereum, or Litecoin, everybody is talking about investing in cryptocurrencies. It's almost impossible to scroll through your newsfeed or be in any social setting these days without cryptocurrency entering the conversation. But one thing people aren't talking that much about are the mental processes that influence our thinking around Bitcoin. What's the science behind people's cryptocurrency cravings? Stephanie Bang is a behavioral economist with Every. She joins us now. Hello there.
Hi there.
Why is everyone talking about investing in cryptocurrencies right now? I mean, it's clearly in the air. It's in the zeitgeist. But as it relates to our brains, what's so appealing?
So cryptocurrency is one of those things that represents a lot of other trends in investing. Anything that people hear a lot about, they see in the news, they hear other friends or people that they know who are investing in it, and it really becomes a trend. But the reason it becomes a trend and the reason people get so excited about it is because of many different psychological biases. One of the primary biases is herding. So everyone's investing in
and Bitcoin. That's H-E-R-D-I-N-G, like a herd of cows.
Exactly.
Not herding like, ow!
Yes, we follow the herd like cattle, unfortunately.
Yes, right.
So the idea is that we're all investing in Bitcoin because everyone else is investing in Bitcoin.
Or it feels like everybody's investing. Even if they're not, it feels like they are.
Exactly. When we see something that a lot of other people are doing, it validates what we should be doing.
With this particular one, because it's so recent, we can see that there was a point at which it moved from Bitcoin is for organized crime to launder money to this is something I can do on my phone. And my nephew actually literally has Bitcoin, bought Bitcoin through Coinbase on his phone. What about that shift relates to brain science?
Yeah, I mean, when we see that other people are having success with this investment, it really makes us quite emotional. So it triggers two dominating emotions. One of them is fear and one of them is regret. And those are two very powerful emotions that dictate our behavior. And a lot of research has found that when people invest in Bitcoin, they tend to become overconfident. And what happens is they invest in Bitcoin, they think it's going to be amazing, they see it's been profitable for a lot of other people, and they look for information that supports that decision, which we would call overconfidence, or which turns into confirmation bias.
Right. So all I'm looking for is what matches my worldview.
Exactly. We're going to seek out information that confirms exactly what we want to hear and believe.
What happens in our brain when Bitcoin starts to decline and the story that we were looking for confirmation for is not playing out as it should? The pain sensors are activated versus the pleasure ones.
That's a very interesting question. So people have very different reactions to investments that are declining and investments that are doing well. So if my investment is doing well, I'm going to expect that pattern is going to persist into the future. I'm going to think that, well, if it's going in a good direction now, it's probably going to continue on the same trajectory. There's a lot of research that's actually shown that when something happens just two times over, people anticipate that that's going to be a pattern. However, when you see things moving in the opposite direction, it evokes a much more emotional response. So what we would call in psychology, it's basically sunk cost. So once people are invested in something, again, they're going to tap into that over-optimism where they feel like it's just going to bounce back and it's going to get better.
How do things differ with age? And I don't mean the design of the brain or what's happening in the brain. I mean that for someone of my age, I remember viscerally the dot-com boom and bust. Whereas if you're 25 or 30, you don't remember it. You were alive, but you weren't focused on it. And I'm wondering how, if young people are more susceptible to the cryptocurrencies because they haven't seen it or experienced the boom and the bust. Mm-hmm.
As much as you might want to hear.
You're saying experience that doesn't count.
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. So Kahneman and Tversky, Nobel Prize winning behavioral economists, their research really demonstrates that people are not rational when it comes to evaluations of risk. And even if they see that they are overly optimistic about how things will work out in the future, even if it doesn't work out in their favor, they continue to repeat the same behaviors over and over again, as irrational as that sounds.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Right. Yeah. Okay. One of the big behavioral economics theories is loss aversion. So how does that relate to the crypto craze? How does that fit in? Because, I mean, people have had such – if they bought in early, they've had such enormous gains. Wouldn't loss aversion then have kicked in and said, time to sell, cash out because you don't want it to decline? Or was the overconfidence so compelling that they would hold indefinitely?
So there was some interesting research that was done that looked at investors' behavior when the market starts to decline. And what they found is that people don't fear losses as much as they fear losing out when everyone else is getting rich. So I'm not fearful of losing a certain amount of money based on the amount of money that I invested. But if I see that other people aren't losing that money, it's much more it has a much greater impact on my emotions and my losses, because we know that losses have a much greater emotional impact than gains of equal value.
You mentioned regret earlier. There may be people who bought at the peak of Bitcoin who have some regret about making that decision, given how much it has pulled back from its highs. How does that layer into things?
People are highly motivated by regret. It's, again, with fear, one of the most powerful emotions that people have. And it's definitely a variable to consider.
One of the differences for millennials today versus, even investors 20 years ago is that there's an instant gratification on trades. They don't pick up the phone and call their broker. They can go online, do it themselves without any filter. What would you say is the influence of technology to either enable or inhibit the naturally occurring phenomena of our brains?
Yeah. Unfortunately, with today's access to information and the ability to do everything online, it's far too easy to make a rash emotional decision with every news headline that you hear. I mean, if you go back to the basic premise of investing, usually people are in it for the long haul. It doesn't really matter if the market goes up one day and down the next. But when that market does drop, people have this emotional reaction and they make a rash decision that doesn't align with their initial intentions when they first invested.
This is Bitcoin for people who buy it, as in buy the story, is a really compelling look at the future. But there are also a lot of people who buy it simply because it's in the news and it's out there. What about the makeup of our brain has us not do our due diligence on some things, and yet we would never buy a new television without buying Consumer Reports magazine, poring over it, and then shopping every single store in the land to make sure we got the best price?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. But again, it really goes back to that herding or these social norms. So when we see other people doing something, it validates that that behavior is the norm. It validates that we should be doing that behavior too. And it doesn't really matter what other people say or seeking out other viewpoints to validate what you think you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. If other people are doing it, if it's part of the masses, then we're going to go along with that. It's just easy.
We'll just hope that cow isn't walking over a cliff. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Stephanie Bank, a behavioral economist with Every.